Guys, hopefully my webcam's doing all right. Looks a bit blurry. I am starting a new series based on business growth strategies because it's one of my favorite things to do is helping people come up with ideas to grow their businesses. And I used to do this quite a lot a couple of years ago. I haven't done any in a while, so I've actually asked some of my existing clients to submit their businesses to me, tell me what they sell, tell me what they're currently making per month, and tell me where they want to get to per month. And I'm going to do a series of quick videos giving some strategy of what I would recommend that they do to grow. So the first one that I have chosen is a hair and beauty salon from one of my clients. She's already doing very, very well. When she started working with me a couple of years ago, she was doing about $5,000 a month, and now she's doing $65,000 a month, which is insane. She's done so well, but her goal is to get to $1 million a year. So she really wants to get up to that $84,000 a month mark. So, if you're watching live, comment and say hello so I know who's there. And if you'd like to submit your own business as well, please do, and I'll choose some more to do. But to start with, she also wants to increase her profit from 10 to 15%. And she wants to have this growth with her existing staff. She doesn't want to have to hire any more people to get to that revenue level that she wants to get to. She doesn't want to have to increase her wages because she's already got a really, really great team. Hi, Priyanka. So I've got four things, strategies, techniques that I highly suggest should be the main focus. And these will apply to a lot of other people's businesses as well. So the first focus is very, very important to maximize what you've already got. A lot of the time in business, people focus on always wanting new clients, always wanting to grow their audience. They think that's the answer to business growth, but it's actually not. It's a part of business growth. But if you're not maximizing what you've already got, you're not going to be making the maximum amount of results. So, what I mean by that is because this particular client owns a hair and beauty salon, meaning they do both hair and beauty services, my first thought or first suggestion for how she can increase her revenue is to make sure that the maximum amount of her clients, like most of her hair clients, are also getting beauty services, and most of her beauty clients should also be trying hair services. So if that's not currently the case, and if she doesn't have a strategy in place for talking to clients about trying these other services, then there's definitely room for improvement there. There's room to increase the revenue, because if you actually could increase your revenue by 25% if 25% of your customers started spending more with you and started buying other services. So, you know, if 25% of your hair clients also started getting facials, as an example, it can dramatically increase the revenue of the business. The next point to be aware of is that you need to increase the visit frequency, increase the frequency that clients come into the business. So, one thing that you could do as a hair salon, if, and I don't know the actual details of exactly what she is doing, but one example that I know is a lot of people will rebook clients between like 6 to 8 to 12 weeks, as an example. Normally, 6 to 8 is pretty standard for hair salons. But what you could do is try and get your clients coming back a little bit more regularly. So instead, you could say, would you like to come back within 4 or 6 weeks? So it's just making that tiny little difference, or even 5 to 7 weeks, like bring it closer from 6 to 8 to 5 to 7, and you can get clients in, you know, an extra visit per year. Doing it that way, as long as it's beneficial for them as well, of course. It has to be what the client wants or what's best for the client. But if you can get your clients either spending more with you or coming back more frequently, that is the very first thing to focus on to do that will increase your revenue, increase the money that you make. The other way to do that, if you can't increase the amount of times that a customer comes in or the amount of things that a customer buys, you could start looking at implementing a customer membership, a VIP membership, and then focusing heavily on getting the majority of clients that come to you, the majority of new clients that come to you, or the clients that don't come back really regularly, trying to get them onto that membership so that they obviously need to see the benefit in it as well. It needs to be really, really good for them. It needs to be what they want. But that's also going to help you increase the frequency that the clients come in and increase the amount of money that that customer spends with you throughout the year. So as an example, you could have some kind of, I know it works really well for beauty salons and hair salons, like a beauty package, or you know, they spend $99 a month, or they spend $199 a month, and they get this, and this every month, and they also get a free something, a free upgrade, some kind of, there needs to be some kind of perk for being a VIP member. But the benefit of having a membership in your business is that it increases the frequency that the client comes in, and usually it increases the amount that they spend as well, because when people are on a membership, it feels like they're not paying. They show up because they've already paid, the money's come out of their bank account, they feel like they've already paid because I don't have to pay you. So a lot of the time they're actually more open and willing to buy other products while they're there. Hey Des, you have a bee removal dude coming. That's different. Hope the bees aren't in your house. The next point that I had is, of course, you still need to have new clients coming into your business at all times as well. If you want to take your business growth seriously, yes, you can build a great business by focusing on customer retention and getting clients spending more. But yeah, new clients is, of course, a very important thing. So what you want to do is make sure that you have a strategy in place for when new clients do come in, that you focus on upselling and rebooking, like we just talked about. So start to see every single customer that comes into your business, not just as, okay, they just want this today. Start to see them as though, okay, we need to build a relationship with this person. We need to have a really great experience with them. We need to make sure that we exceed their expectations and that we make sure that they feel comfortable with coming back and buying more from us. Because that can turn a one-time new client into a client that comes back for years and spends a lot of money with you. And the final point that I wanted to make was that to increase profit, of course, there are two ways of doing this. I mean, there's lots of ways, but the two main ways are to either increase your prices. So what you could do is increase the prices of your existing products and services by even just a slight amount. Like if you want to increase profit by 10%, then you could increase your prices by 10% and then bam, increase profit by 10%. But if that's not possible for you, what you could do is actually create a couple of brand new, higher priced, higher profit services or packages or offers or promotions or something for your existing clients to upgrade to, for your existing clients to buy, and that will help to increase the profit. The other way to increase profit is to reduce expenses. So it's always a good idea for any business owner that wants to make more profit, wants to make more money, a few times a year or even monthly, to sit down and like look at where all your money is coming from and where all your money is going to, and make sure that you are not overspending on things that are not providing a good return. So yeah, that's what I had to say. That's what I wanted to share in this particular video. This is the first one. I'd like to do more for different businesses and different industries, different products and services. So if you would like to submit yours, that's my approach to growing a hair and skin business to $1 million a year. That's what I would be focusing on. Of course, then if you want to really ramp it up and bring in, like, what you need to perfect that first. You need to perfect all of those things first, and then once that's working really, really well, then you would go all in on the marketing, then you would go all in on the advertising to make sure that you do start getting lots and lots of new clients in, but that every single new client is actually being maximized for the return that you get on the investment of your advertising and of your marketing. Let me know if you have any questions. Of course, if you want the actual details on how to do all of those things, that's what's all included in my Prove Earn Profits membership this year. So if you want to check that out, head over to carissa-hill.com, my new website, go to the Prove Earn Profits page, and you can have a look at that membership there. Okay, on Desiree has bees in the yard. sucks. All right, well, let me know if you guys liked that, and yeah, if you'd like me to do more episodes like this. Comment below and tell me about your business. All right, ciao, good luck.